What it do, baby? Back at it again with the bruising banter. What's up, boys?
Nothing, just dying over here. Had to get a workout in before we got on.
I thought
Good
you were
sleep.
sick again, dude. I was like,
Nah,
God
nah.
damn, James.
I was wondering why you were glistening, James, but that's just that good workout sweat.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Did you
Not
go running
great.
or what, James?
Nah, I just did hit real quick. I didn't have enough time to go run. I'll probably do it tomorrow though. You gotta be
Every
ready
time you go
for.
running, you post your little I don't know, I guess it's your little app that tells you your trail or whatever.
Oh, it
Look,
still notifies y'all?
no, whenever you post on your story,
Oh, I got you. Oh,
it looks
yeah.
like my stock market shit. And I was like, oh shit, let me go check my stocks. But it's just you running.
Just me running. Yeah, I gotta get ready for November. So I ran yesterday, but I need to run probably the rest of the week.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Got to get ready for November. My boy's storming the Capitol. If
Oh,
Trump loses,
shit. I didn't know you were
That's
JC.
not
It's James Sixer. That's why.
Oh, that's crazy. That's wild.
I was wondering why you had so many masks.
Nah, bro. Another marathon. Well, I'll get to it when it gets to November. We'll see what happens.
Greg,
But
how's life at the new gig?
fuck, bro. That shit is hard, bro. I'm super busy all the time, bro. Like, I'm gonna get off of here and go work. Cause why am I behind right now? Oh, I'm just, cause I'm still in training, bro. So they be pulling me to meetings and shit. Yesterday I went to a lunch and it like pulls me away from my duties. So I bring work home and it's a lot, bro. I sat down with one of the other managers today because she was doing part of my job while they were while there was an absence or a vacancy. And I was just like, fuck, bro, what else are they gonna give me, bro? Like, I'm just one man.
That Tyrese thing. What else you want from me?
They got my guy Greg stressed. No gold chains on. I remember a couple weeks ago, life was good. They sent me out golfing for my first day. I'm
Was
good.
nice.
Shopping for non-slip shoes. And now,
Hey, they came in too.
which ones you get?
I got the New Balances. Them hoes, they got the thick ass soles. I was like, oh shit.
See you walking around 6 foot.
At least.
At
Damn.
least. That's
I
wild.
ain't put them on yet. They're still in my office. They hadn't sent me out to the field yet or again.
Oh, so you only got to warm whenever you're out on the line of duty.
Yeah, whenever I gotta go help. When I gotta be a lunch lady, you know what I'm saying? Respect lunch ladies.
Would
Yeah,
turn
man.
around if I saw Greg serving me chicken nuggets.
I just be cashiering,
Cashiering. Damn, so we got a J6er and Greg's out here charging lunches for underprivileged children.
That's
I was,
wild.
dude. I was pushing the wrong buttons all last week. I fucked it all up. I was charging them kids way more than they needed to be charged.
How much is
it? This ain't enough. Make it enough.
I said, which one of us has a degree? And
It
that guy pushes way more buttons than the other lunch lady you see.
pushing. I don't know what he's doing back
We miss Janet.
there.
Yeah, keep crying, kids.
Oh shit. Did y'all hear about I just saw this story today. This dude, and this is an animal story again, but he was making clones of exotic goats
Hell?
so he can unleash them onto his property so these rich people can go hunt them. He got caught up. 81-year-old dude out of Montana. Just I don't know how he's doing it, but he was cloning goats and shit over there. And they were just, for game hunting.
Oh, okay.
Well, animals been getting cloned.
You got proof, or you're just gonna say,
Oh, there was a goat years ago that got cloned or something like that.
yeah.
Years and years ago. But I just thought it was weird that this dude just cloning goats just to go hunt them with his friends and shit, just random as hell.
Is whenever you say clone, like, are they 3D printed? What, like, are they grown in a tank?
I don't know how he did it, bro.
Is that
They just tell me 81-year-old, whatever his name was sentenced to 6 months in federal prison and also facing up to another 10 years for cloning goats.
for what? Free my mans. He ain't do nothing.
Because apparently they were gonna like they're not their goats not in that ecosystem, like they're exotic goats from like other countries and shit, cloning them, and
Yeah.
they're like messing up the ecosystem. So he got in trouble for it, and now he's going to jail for like 6 months or something. Maybe 10 years.
Damn, that's a big
gap. There's a joke here. I don't got it, though. I might know this one somewhere.
Yeah, the thing is, what's his name? Arthur Jack Gubarth of Vaughn was sentenced in federal court this week for two felony wildlife crimes, including illegal sheep cloning scheme. He was convicted of conspiracy to violate the Lacey Act and a law designed to protect wildlife and violated the act itself.
What the hell?
Yeah, so you mean
to tell me if I'm trying to clone my dog, I just can't. I thought this was America.
Hey, it's not an exotic dog. I think you'll be all right.
She's exotic. My dog's from the UK. She's the Queen's dog.
Oh, well, might get in trouble. Yeah, just don't do it too much, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how many he did for him to get caught up.
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking too much on this, and I'm guilty of doing that from time to time. But cloning sounds a whole lot just like breeding. I mean, obviously when there's, you know, there's a baby or a new sheep being conceived and then birthed. But a clone, I don't know. If it tastes good, I don't care. Like, throw that bitch in some media and let me see what it tastes like.
So it says, according to federal filings, Shubarth's operation involved the purchase, sale, and breeding of mountain sheep and goats with a particular focus on cloning. He created what he called a Montana Mountain King, a clone sheep, by implanting an embryo into one of his ewes on his ranch. The goal of this cloning operation is to market and sell the resulting animals to captive hunting facilities, violating multiple wildlife protection laws in the process. Montana Mountain King's crazy.
I bet that motherfucker's huge.
Yeah. I think I have a picture of it, and that shit looks fucking scary as hell.
Greg's going to get that tatted on his back. Montana Mountain King.
I don't know. I don't really like it.
Get King Ranch on his neck.
Oh, shit. But yeah, I just thought that story was fucking interesting. And then there's 81 years old doing this out in Montana.
Hey, listen. Whenever you're 81 in Montana, you ain't got shit to do.
Obviously.
Clone sheep. You know, he's not the first or the last.
No, definitely not.
Do it that what you will.
There's a whole ring. Well, keeping it in the news or in the animal news realm, it's back, baby. The chunk off has begun in Alaska. It is Fat Bear Week.
Fat Bear Week?
Yes. The contest, which is in its 10th year, celebrates the resiliency of over 2,200 brown bears that live in the preserve on the Alaska Peninsula. So they just walk around voting on the chunkiest boys and girls out there.
And just fat-shaming bears out there? That's crazy. No.
It's spreading positivity because you vote for the chunkiest girl, the chunkiest boy.
Mm. Hey, you know, I usually watch a live stream of bears eating in the river, and I ain't seen it this year. Are they not doing that no more?
I think it's just a specific time of year whenever it's like the salmon run or whatever.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. When they're like, they're going.
Oh, no, it's live right now. Oh, years ago.
Bom, 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 bom.
They're going up the river or down the river?
They go both.
I know, but like when they start hunting them, though, are they going up the river this time or are they going down?
They're going up. That's why
they're going up, and that's why they're catching them.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
Plucking them out the air. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the way that you seen the way they skin them?
Yeah, they just
they just bite the little like the back of their neck and whoosh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bears are scary, bro.
Somebody hell said no. I know that fish is screaming like Tom and Jerry. Yeah.
Hey,
I went down. That shit looks painful.
Yeah. Oh look, I went to the Brooks Falls. It is Alaska. That's the same thing, G, my bad. But they have the ad right now for vote in Fat Bear Week.
Yeah. It was delayed.
Fat Bear Week.
One of the contestants, unfortunately, passed away on Tuesday, so they had to delay the contest today.
Damn.
Yeah, they just called her Bear 402. She was actually killed by a boy bear. They was fighting.
Bear 402?
Yeah.
Give her a proper name.
Yeah, and then apparently, hold on, there's more to this story. They also captured a male bear killing a cub that slipped over the waterfall in late July.
What the hell?
What kind of weak-ass bear has to kill a baby bear after it's already injured? I tell you what, the toxic
mass. Probably putting him out of his misery, bro.
That's not putting him out of his misery.
He fell down a waterfall. Take me out too, bro.
He said slipped. He could have been like, hey, man, you got to go. No, I'm fine. It's just a sprain. No, You die.
Oh, you gotta go.
I thought it was like a dramatic fall down a big waterfall, and he landed on a rock on his back, and he was just laying there.
No, my man's just.
And the mailman was like, "Don't worry, I got you. Close your eyes.
Close your eyes. Just
don't make like, a sound. Turn around. Look at the sunset."
That's crazy. Hell no, dude.
So yeah, y'all go check out Fat Bear. We go vote on some husky bears. Is bear unisex?
Think so.
It's just like
yes,
a lady bear and a dude bear is not like a cow or a bull.
Yeah, I think it's just bears. Is this on Twitch or something, or where is it streaming?
They call female bears. I don't know how you say it. Sow.
Ah, yeah.
Are you talking to me, James?
Either one of y'all. What is this streaming on?
You got to go to explore.org, my boy.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like on Twitch or something.
They do it on YouTube, though. Though, like whenever it gets real popping and the Brooks Falls got like eight bears in there.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. I'm going to have to go look that up and see what's up with that. Since we're in already October, I might as well throw some of these questions out here. So, first one, what is your favorite scary movie or show?
Scary movie? I think what's the one with the tiptoe through the wind? Is that Insidious? Yeah,
Insidious, that was scary.
Or like The Conjuring. Those are... I guess they're good because they're produced well. Like, I enjoy the storylines.
Mm.
I was never a Michael Myers person.
Michael.
Or like Jason or Freddy. I never got real big into those. And then show, I don't know if it counts, but I would say American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say, too. Okay, which one do you like? Which season?
What Horror House was the first one, right?
Yeah.
I really liked Horror House. And then... Asylum wasn't bad. Those two are probably like my top two.
I think I like Roanoke, Hotel, and Coven, and then Asylum.
Coven was good. Them witches are some bad bitches, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coven was real good, bro. Yeah, I like Coven. Roanoke, I like that one too. And I liked Apocalypse. I thought it was all right. That was the last one I watched, so I kind of started getting weak after that.
Yeah. I watched the next one after that, the Colts one. Not Colts.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one.
It was kind of lame, but sorry, go ahead.
But y'all know, I mean, Halloween's my favorite movie. I mean, one of my favorite movies, so it's my favorite scary movie.
Mm.
Just a good premise. They did it well for being 1979. They got my boy Mike breathing in the camera like an asthmatic. He's holding the camera.
Goodness.
Do you like what's her name? The woman that he's always trying to kill? Spears, what's her
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, what the hell were they? I'm thinking of Jamie Lynn Spears. Jamie Lee Curtis. Do you like her character? Like was she cast as best as they could have at the time?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I wasn't there in the '70s, you know what I'm saying?
James, what do you
don't start. I thought she was fine.
With the more recent films, her is like an old lady compared to whenever she was younger, but I don't know.
Well, shit, Michael old as hell too, and he's still like killing people. Like, it's nothing.
He had the mask on for the longest time, and like Greg said, he's sitting there just Medvir.
I love that movie, bro. They got. I mean, he's driving. My boy been in a mental institution for 18 years. I learned. You knew how to drive, apparently. My favorite steal from that movie is when he kills Jamie Lee Curtis's friend, and then Jamie Lee Curtis is trying to call her while she's getting killed, and he picks up the phone and he's just sitting there, phone to his ear. You know, he's like, he's not gonna say nothing. It's like, why did you pick up the phone, Michael?
Michael, yes, me.
Oh, shit. Hello?
Who this?
Why that?
Oh, shit. My favorite movies, I'm more into the slasher stuff, so probably Scream and then Halloween. The show, I think, probably American Horror Story. I can't think of watching any other scary shows off the top of my head. But
there's that new one I want to watch.
Which one?
It's called Grotesque on FX. It's got Niecy Nash.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that actually. Yeah, yeah.
You're not slick. Yeah. You just want to watch it for her.
Hey, what can I say?
What can I say?
That's grotesque.
It looks good though. I mean, I don't know.
What, is it like an anthology show or is it just like a whole like story?
I don't know nothing about no sets, James. No, I don't know nothing about none of that.
All right. What was that old scary show from back in the day? It had that little ball man with his little tracks hanging out.
Tales of the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, what was that on? Was that a movie or was that on Nickelodeon or something?
Nah, that wasn't on Nickelodeon. It was a movie and then there was a show, a little, I think it came out like on Sci-Fi or something, but it was a show and a movie.
That little motherfucker, E.T.'s ugly cousin, he used to freak me out.
Yeah, because they had anthology episodes or whatever, so it was like a different episode every time or whatever. Some of those things were fucking crazy.
Goosebumps. It
sticks with me. Bro, that theme song, all time great theme song.
Fire. Bro. Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, now I'm scared, bro. I'm getting goosebumps for real. That Tales from the Crypt show always stuck with me, though, because I remember watching it as a youth, you know, and there was one of the little skits or whatever you call it, and it was fucking the dad, Prince's dad in Purple Rain, I think. And I was like, what the fuck is he doing there? Because I was too young to connect.
Oh, I got you. That's hilarious.
That was a good one. The original It used to freak me out whenever I was a kid.
I never watched that shit.
I saw the balloon pop in the sink. I remember audibly screaming and just taking off.
I was scared of that shit for real. Lovecraft Country, did you ever watch that show?
Oh, I watched the first three episodes. That shit was crazy.
That was a good show, bro. It was supposed to be scary, but it was really entertaining.
Yeah, it was wild.
Super good.
The hell was that show? Oh, the movie, The Shining. Did you ever watch The Shining?
Oh yeah.
Nah,
Jack, what's his name? Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
Nicholas? Oh, you know what? I did watch it. Where did I watch it?
Here's Johnny.
Yeah. I think that movie was super scary, though.
I watched that as an adult. I think you put me on late, James. You were like, you never watched The Shining? I think we watched it at Nasty 90.
Yeah. Only thing that was creepy was those damn little girls in the hallway. I'm like, nah, bro. No. I'm kicking somebody.
Oh, Shawn Michaels.
And out that bitch. Yeah.
They keep on cute. They know I'm such a pal.
They said that Spielberg didn't like the way that movie came out. He wanted it. So Jack Nicholson's character, apparently, I didn't read the book. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck am I going to read a book? You know what I mean? they said Jack Nicholson's character was supposed to be like a slow descent into madness. And the movie he was just straight up crazy from the rip.
Yeah.
So Spielberg didn't like the way it came out initially. So, I mean, I've only seen it one time, but I thought it was all right. You know? I think he was just being a hater.
That picture of him in the snow always makes me laugh because people always put it out there in the winter. Homeboy's just
frozen up there. Yeah, bro. I forgot about that. The author of the book, what's his name?
Wasn't it
King, right?
The Shining?
Yeah, Stephen King.
Oh, did I say Spielberg?
Yeah, yeah, okay. So you're
I meant Stephen King. Yeah, my bad.
Okay.
I thought there was going to be no fact checking.
No, I was going to say the same thing, but he was talking about the same person.
Because I thought Spielberg I was going to go right along with it. You know, I don't be researching. I knew the author of the book was King because he also wrote It.
Mm.
But that's the only reason I know that. I didn't realize it was a book turned movie till after I watched the movie. And then I thought, well, like Greg said, I ain't finna read no damn book, especially if I already watched the movie.
I went Spielberg because G said E.T. earlier, and I was like, oh, shit.
Did y'all ever watch that movie, The Fog?
Yes, maybe
one. Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it was scary, but that shit was kind of just like creepy in certain ways with those different little creatures and stuff that was popping up in that fog and shit.
Wasn't that a Shyamalan movie?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I remember that bullshit.
There's another movie I'm thinking of. Or is there a lighthouse in that movie, The Fog?
Oh, you're talking about The Mist.
Oh, see, that's why I get confused.
Yeah. Yeah, the fog is a different one where, like, something happens and this fog rolls in the town. And there's a whole bunch of just different creatures in the fog killing people and stuff. And then they're holed up in this, like, supermarket for the longest time. And then some people try to escape or whatever. And I don't know if you probably remember the ending where they're driving until they run out of gas or whatever. And they have, what was it, five of them? So he only had four bullets. And they were just going to kill each other. And he's like, I'll figure something out. And he kills everybody. And he gets out. And he's trying to get these monsters to eat him. And he's like, come on, whatever. And here comes the military just mowing people down. Oh. Mowing down all the creatures. So he killed everybody for nothing.
Damn.
Yeah, this shit was fucking heartbreaking. That's probably what messed me up the most. I was like, damn, bro, you just killed your son and everybody, dude. Murder. I was just running the military guy, like, hey, bro, shoot me, please.
Right. I would have tried to bite him. I'm infected. Nom, 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 nom.
Damn. That's one of them M. Night Shyamalan twists, though, you know?
Yeah, that shit was fucking crazy.
Was it Shyamalan?
Yeah, that was his movie.
What does the M stand for? Movie? Night Shyamalan?
Mark.
That's his American name. Damn it. Yeah. Is that problematic?
I don't know.
Shit.
Probably G.
What? No, because hold on. Let's talk about this for a second. I've met some people in my lifetime that have come from different parts of the world. And if they have a name that is of the country of which they're from, they will adapt an American version of it. Don't do that. And so I'm wondering if it was Mark, because let's be honest, if I name my daughter, you know what? Nope, not going to do that. Anyway, I didn't mean it the way Greg was trying to put it out there. He's trying to put words in my mouth. I'm pro whatever your name is. I promise.
It's not Mark. I'll say that. Just look at it right now.
Could have ruled that out early, but I appreciate you checking.
I want to try to. I'm not even going to try. Never mind. I'm not.
Good call.
Flip the question real quick. What is the scariest movie or show that you ever watched?
Scariest?
That fucked you up. I can tell you mine. I got two.
Go ahead.
The Exorcist. And then I don't know if y'all watched that alien movie, The Fourth Kind.
Yeah, I remember The Fourth Kind.
That shit tripped me the fuck out, bro. Thought I was getting abducted that night.
That's what it felt like, huh?
Yeah, that shit was fucking creepy.
I gotta think it was one of them. Definitely had me messed up. I was never afraid of clowns, but it was just scary. And the Blair Witch.
Yeah. And
I don't know if it was just because I was getting motion sickness or what the hell was happening, but that movie was like, I'm not gonna go to any type of, because we had this little area near my childhood home that was kind of wooded, and I'm like, there's something in them woods, man. I know that movie was filmed somewhere in the Northeast, but I was looking out there in San Antonio. I thought, nope, there's a cuckoo in them woods too.
Oh yeah, 100% there was.
I'm gonna go out there with my flip phone and go record it.
Yeah. Did you know that those actors or whatever, they didn't get a script or nothing. They just threw them out in the woods with some camcorders, and they was just doing like scary shit and like putting stuff up in the woods, just scared the fuck out them people.
I mean, it worked out.
Yeah.
Budget was probably $17.
Yeah, probably. At least. What about you, Greg?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to think. I mean, it, like G said, it did fuck me up too, bro. I remember I had no business watching that. I think I was like five, and it was on Halloween. So, you know. Jeepers Creepers, I didn't like that the first time I watched it. I appreciate it now.
That's a good one.
But I was like, holy shit, bro. I remember we went to a UIL trip and our bus broke down, bro. I was so scared. It's over. I'm like, fuck. Yeah, I was like, we are cooked, bro.
Oh, man. Another one that fucked me up was Freddy Krueger when I was younger. Bro, I thought I was about to get killed to my job. I didn't want to go to sleep again.
The movie didn't get me. But my older cousins always did that bullshit with Candyman.
Yeah.
Lock me in the bathroom and turn off the lights, and they start screaming. I was like, no, get me out. I don't like bees. I'm allergic.
Trauma.
Yeah. No, it was bad, bro.
Oh, my God.
Did y'all ever watch that movie? It was called Pumpkinhead. Did y'all ever watch that one?
Oh, yeah, I watched that one.
Yeah, that one was fucking weird too.
Yeah, that one was trippy.
What UIL event were you doing?
Shit, I don't know. This was fifth grade. I was probably doing some bullshit. Dictionary skills, probably.
What kind of skills?
Dictionary skills, dude.
Oh, okay. I just had to be sure.
Relaxed.
What is that? Just reading dictionaries? Just Webster's like, page 7?
They're like, who can find this word the fastest? Me.
Okay, glasses.
I got first place, bro. And then I'll never forget. It was probably one of the first times I remember being humbled in my young life. I got first place 7th grade. So I was like, I'm a fucking dictionary skill goat, you know what I'm saying? didn't go to no practices in the 8th grade, and I didn't even place. I said, they got the new dictionaries, bro. I don't have that kind of dictionary.
Don't know what they're doing.
Webster's first edition.
I used to do that one too, but I think I was just an alternate though, because I was like, I really don't want to do this, but kind of made me. So I was like, fuck it, I'm not gonna go like do it at UIL for sure. I'll just be an alternate.
I don't know what that's about, James, but I was
I don't know, like if somebody fails out of class or whatever, they fail their class or whatever, and they take the alternate and stuff. Because they have so four. They have four, and I was the fifth one. And so if somebody failed, then I stepped in. But it was all smart people. Said they ain't failing, so I'm chilling, bro.
I was gonna say, I was like, who's gonna fail and then go to UIL? I don't want that person competing for my school, bro.
This man James was the water boy for the UIL team.
I gotta do shit, bro. I just show up and get the snacks.
Doug, you okay up there? Remember,
that's oranges. Crazy.
Did you do UIL?
Yeah, I was I did number sense and calculators.
Oh shit!
Well, I'm a math god. You know what I'm saying? What 2 + 2 = 4? Boom! Quick maths. You're done now.
They want me. Yeah. They had to do like number cell for us. So you would they would give us papers or whatever, and whoever did the best, whatever, that's who the number cell team was. I failed on purpose because I was like, I don't give shit about any of this. I ain't trying to do any of that. But they made you like at least try to make a UIL team,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want to do any of it. But so I was like, dictionary shit, cool. Alternate, mm-hmm. All right, leave me alone.
This man James almost had a Goodwill Hunting moment. He just writes bullshit on the paper and he just solved.
Bro, I'd be pissed if that happened.
Do y'all like Goodwill Hunting? I fucking love that movie. I thought it was good.
That's because you like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
I do like Ben Affleck. I don't really care for Matt Damon, but I do like Robin Williams.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
I've watched it. It's one of those movies that there's another one, James, that you put me on. What is it? Matthew McConaughey and all them young cats. That's why I like high school girls, man.
Oh,
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, Dazed and Confused.
It's one of them movies where I think you just have to watch it because everybody talks about it. Everybody makes references to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Goodwill Hunting's okay. I haven't yet
to watch it yet. I need to watch it.
That's crazy.
All the movies I watched, I've never even thought about watching it, bro.
It's worth watching.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I watched it like 4 times last month. It was on the Max.
Dang.
I'm telling you, and it's a mental issue. I'm very aware of it. They say if you have trouble watching new things and you go back to the same shit, you have some kind of mental, I don't want to say illness, but it is definitely.
I'll say illness.
Yeah, there's something wrong with me. But yeah, so I watched Goodwill Hunting like 6 times last month. It was crazy.
Wait, hold on. It just grew by 2. It was 4. The man's going to breeze over it.
Yeah, so I just watched it every day. Good, I watch what's it called? A New Girl in Brooklyn Nine-Nine a lot. So, I mean.
Yeah, you probably have the same mental illness, whatever it is. It's not an illness. Not an illness. But we got that shit. But we'll be all right, James. Don't even worry about it.
No, I'm not worried about it. I wasn't worried about it. I'm just saying. I watched shit too.
Crisis live on the podcast. So, will I be all right? Hold on.
Y'all brought up Jeepers Creepers. Did y'all watch those new ones?
I watched the second one. Actually, I think I've seen all of them, but they all suck. Even the second one wasn't that good, but it was good enough that I'll watch it. But the other two after that were straight ass, bro. They made my guy look. You remember whenever George Lopez had the flashbacks and he had a big ass head on a child's body? That's what they made the new Jeepers Creepers look like to me.
Bro, I'm gonna have to send out these TikToks. It's these two dudes and they're watching those new ones. Bro, it's fucking comedy. There was this one scene, and the creeper, he lands on top of the car, and there's people, like, you know, trying to run from him. As soon as he lands on the car, fucking DMX, X Gonna Give It To You starts playing.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
No.
That's fire, bro. I need to watch it that way, dude.
I need to send you that. Because the last one I watched was the origins of Jeepers Creepers or whatever. That shit was ass.
Mm-hmm.
But you
well, I mean, the fucking
watching bad movies.
Yeah, okay. Man, you're bro. All
right,
you probably watched Megalopolis.
I will watch it eventually.
I mean, none of us are surprised.
None Whatever, bro. Are you gonna watch Joker? I've already heard bad reviews about it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'd go watch it, but you know,
I'm gonna watch it even if it is bad. It's a musical, so I'm gonna just have to power through it.
You're gonna be like buddy that we like to send each other in the group chat, and me singing all the songs from Joker.
Yeah, that guy's getting better, dude. I don't care what y'all say.
His vibrato is crazy. I got a scenario for you, James. You're not the only one that comes up with these questions.
Okay,
scrolled past it earlier today. Would you rather fight the Powerpuff Girls every day for a year, or Batman once a year for 10 years?
Dang, bro, this is the fourth time I've seen this question today.
Hey, you've thought about it then.
Yeah, I'm fighting Batman, bro. Fuck that.
Once a year for 10 years, fighting the Powerpuff Girls every day for a year.
They gonna be looking like Mojo Jojo, bro. Like, now. Fuck that. Nah. What about you, Greg?
Who are you fighting? And in this case, you can fight women or fight girls. It's okay. It's all hypothetical.
Toddlers.
Yes. I need that. I need that misogynistic waiver from G.
Hold on.
Yeah, I probably go with Batman, bro. Because the Powerpuff Girls. I mean, you look at who they took out: the Devil, Mojo Jojo,
the Devil,
the Gang, Green Gang. I'm pretty sure there's like a couple giant robots. At least just one guy. You know what I'm saying?
I look at it this way.
I love Ben Affleck. I'll fight Batman.
Yeah, I look at it this way. With Batman, you can prepare for that year.
Hmm.
The Powderpuff Girls, they're just going to show up at your doorstep and just whoop your ass. I'm telling you, bro, that I saw them kicking this man Mojo Jojo when he was down. This man was in prison. And they showed up at the prison and said, hey, step out real quick.
Into prison.
Yeah.
To whoop his ass.
I don't want none of that, bro. Hell no. Nah.
Okay, so since you both said Batman, which Batman would you fight? Christian Bale, Ben Affleck. Was Spacey one of them? No, not Spacey. Nah,
it was George Clooney, Val Kilmer, mm-hmm. and Beetlejuice. I forget his name.
Michael Keaton.
Oh, Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Young guy.
Which one of those are you fighting?
Hold on, let me look this up real quick. List of Batman actors. I'm sure James missed one.
I'm fighting one of them 1960s ones with the cloth suits.
the purple ones with the purple Batman suit?
Yeah, because everyone with the new age suit, hell nah. They're going to put me through a wall.
I'm fighting Michael Keaton or Christian Bale, bro. I know Batman got no hands.
I'm going to fight Adam West, old ass. I think he's dead now.
Yeah.
Adam West, Batman?
I'm working his knees.
Yeah.
Or
that man ain't got any kind of super gear on his belt. He's got to hope and a dream.
Or Christian Bale, because that man is fucking broken down as shit.
I'm a Batman.
Because after going through that prison of Ra's al Ghul, dealing with the Joker's dumbass, and then getting his ass whipped by Bane at the beginning of the movie, that man is a broken man. I'll take his ass.
I don't know how he didn't die whenever he fell trying to climb out that hole.
Bro.
Hey, you know what they say? Sometimes you're flush and sometimes you're bust. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we forgot Robert Pattinson too.
Yeah, I like his movies. I probably wouldn't fight him.
Yeah, I'll fight Robert Pattinson. He's the second year Batman, so he ain't got hands like that.
That's true.
He's all emotional and shit too. Oh, Gotham.
Hey, I liked that movie, bro. It was good. It was a good.
Oh yeah, it was real good, Batman. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Looking forward to further versions of it.
Hey, I know it was supposed to be funny, but I fucking cracked up when he's swinging through the city and he loses the swing and he fucking crashes into that car. I died laughing. I was like, oh yeah, this Batman is not full form yet.
Learning. Every time something like that happens in a movie, or even myself, if I drop something or if I slip, I always say "shit" the way, hot, like in Hot Rod, whenever he's going down the hill.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, every time something bad happens to me, I lose my balance. Shit.
Yeah, bro. And he's dealing with that fucking psychotic Riddler. Yeah, he ain't got no hands, dude. Yeah. He don't have it like that yet.
He's still fighting using words and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, what I appreciate about the Robert Pattinson Batman is they took it back to that noir style detective Batman type shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because Christian Bale was just beating everybody's ass with technology, being a rich boy.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck was also moody, but he was doing the same shit. He had the Justice League. This Batman, he's just a detective, bro. He's not even on a payroll, bro. He's just solving the love of the game, bro.
The cops are still scared of him because they would just show up like, Batman, what the fuck?
One of the best scenes from Batman's, and it's iconic now, whenever Joker's ass is laying in the hospital, or no, Joker's the nurse.
Two-Face in the hospital.
Yeah, he's got his mask on. He doesn't even realize it's him until he pulls it down, then he acts all
shocked. Yeah.
How the hell you not realize that?
Oh, shit. What was I going to say? Oh, I'm not fighting Ben Affleck's Batman. This fool pulled up on Superman. He on a whole different type of time.
Yeah, man.
I'm not going to fight Ben Affleck ever because I love his movies personally.
Man. Oh, my gosh, bro.
Ben, I love you. I love your work.
I love Good Will Hunting Days. I don't want to fight. Stop.
Hey, you know what's a good – his best movie? The Town.
Oh, I was going to say Gone Girl.
The Town is his best movie. That movie, it rivals Four Brothers for me.
Oh, shit. We watched it like 85 times.
Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck should have been Mark Wahlberg in Four Brothers.
I could see that.
Imagine, bro. That would be crazy.
They're the same person. Donnie. For Boston.
Yeah. I never noticed his Boston accent for real until he started doing these Dunkin' Donuts commercials. I said, what the fuck is that shit thick?
It's bad, man.
Yeah. Bro. I was like, what the hell is this?
Let's play this game. What's the ugliest accent you've ever heard?
This one's easy, bro. Toronto.
Okay. Come on, James. Get real racial.
Get real racial. That's crazy.
You do it all the time, James.
I do. That's interesting. Anyway, probably Boston.
I was going to say people from Minnesota.
Minnesota?
That motherfucking accent is like, oh, yeah, it's in my bag. So what the hell?
It's kind of like the Toronto accent, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like a Toronto or Canadian accent, kind of.
But even, no, they're the Aboot.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
What's that video that girl, what did she say? If you leave your mom in the hood, you make me sick to my stomach, fam. God,
I thought that shit was fake. I thought she was like Canada's bad baby or whatever her name is.
Nah,
I don't think she is, but fuck, bro, it's still awful.
Oh, yeah, no, I would, if I was a woman, I'd beat her ass.
Whoop her ass.
Okay. That
Sheesh.
That went great.
That was wild.
Get real racial, Jace.
I got a list of the 50 worst rappers to ever pick up a mic. I'm just gonna give you some of these. I'm not gonna list off 50. Matter of fact, give me 1 second. I'm gonna start off by sending it to you, and then while I read through, y'all can take a look. Blueface is on here at number 2. Silk the Shocker is a shock to me at number 5. 50 Tyson, I don't know how the hell he's not number 1. They got him at
Why is he on the list, bro? You don't fuck with 50 Tyson?
Listen, he's from North Carolina City, Minnesota. That's where he's from. Riff Raff being 19.
That's disrespectful, personally.
They got Birdman at 24. This is crazy. Boom Crusher.
Mike Jones at 23.
Birdman should be way higher, bro.
They got Ludacris on here. That's crazy.
That's insane.
Earl Sweatshirt, bro. What the fuck?
Flo Rida. Flo Rida should be on there.
21 Savage.
Chief Keef is crazy. If I hear one more motherfucker talk about Chief Keef, I swear to God.
What the fuck? What is this list, bro?
Yeah, that's. I don't know who created this, but.
I can't believe they got Riff Raff on here. Riff Raff has one of the hardest bars of all time, bro. What does he say? Hop out the Chevy Tahoe, look like Johnny Bravo. God damn, bro. I heard that shit. I said, hey, that was hard, bro.
I fuck with it.
Record of the year. Give him all the Grammys.
Oh, shit. Trinidad James at 27. I think she need to be like number 3 or 4. Hey,
look at I-20 at number 10. That's a fucking, that's a deep cut right there. He was in Ludacris's DTP Collective. I don't remember him.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember him.
He was the deep voice rapper on Move Bitch.
Oh.
Damn. Hold on. I skipped right over Mike Jones. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
They got Krayshawn on here, bro. Ain't no way, bro.
Tony Yayo at 30. Hey, don't disrespect G Unit like that.
They got G Herbo. I thought G Herbo could rap, bro. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I don't listen to him, but I thought he could rap.
I thought so too. Vanilla Ice is hilarious.
Yeah. I just saw Shaq and then fucking Ron Artest on this bitch.
You got Metal World Peace on here.
Man, I can't believe they did OG Mako like that, bro.
Fuck.
So who
Bow Wow?
Who would you put on this list that isn't currently on this list?
And
not these people that identify as rappers who are rappers.
Sheesh. Fuck is that dude's name is? Is it YNG Melly? Is that his name?
YNW?
YNW Melly, something like that?
What are all
these? One of them.
Man.
Yeah, one of them dudes, I put him on here.
I'd be BLTG if I was a rapper.
BLTG.
heavy on the bacon, bro.
Hold on, I gotta go to the fucking hip hop thing real quick so I can see these names.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I like Earl Sweatshirt, but his music never really was like, oh my god, that's just a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't a hit maker at all.
Like, I loved him in Odd Future. Like, whenever he'd get a feature, it's like, cool, man. Let that shit ride. But his own albums, like, he's just talking.
I like the first one, bro, Doris. But
I put a sweater on and it's got a neck hole. It's got two arms. All right, Earl.
Oh, Kodak Black. I put Kodak on here.
What?
Yeah. I like what is that one song? That one, and then
got that dope.
Oh, what the fuck is that other Kodak song? I can't think of it right now.
Got the real kid and I'm feeling it.
That one right there. Yeah.
I don't know the word.
No Flocking.
NLE Chopper. That's another one I put on there. Lil Tecca, put him on there.
What? Hey, chill out, bro. I like Lil Tecca.
Sexy Red, put her on there, bro.
Oh, yeah, I gotta agree with that.
What is that one song? Sexy Red,
but she be making me nervous.
The one where she tries to sing at the beginning.
I don't know. I've never actually listened to any of
it. Oh, bro. I'm gonna send y'all that song so y'all can see it. I wish I could fucking sing it, but I'm not bringing it up right now.
I'm glad I don't listen to a lot of new release music, because this is 50 worst rappers. Mine would be 100.
Yeah, it's probably a lot more I'm missing.
Petey Pablo is awful.
Petey Pablo?
Yeah, if you got Silk the Shocker on here, him and Petey Pablo got the same style.
Nah, Petey Pablo made Freak Leak, and for that, you'll be forever memorialized.
Some of these guys got hits. Bone Crushers got Never Scared. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. He performed at the fucking, what's it called, a Drumline.
And that shit was awful.
He was.
Nah, bro.
He was screaming, bro. He wasn't even making
I
words.
I hated that fucking CD. He ruined it. The bands were so great. I mean, that's Ja Rule, but you get my point.
That's not exactly how he sounded, though. That's fucking hilarious.
You sound like a car horn.
Go ahead and put Lecrae on that list for me. I don't need no Christian rap in my life.
Wow.
Damn.
There goes all our Bible Belt listeners.
Hey, you know who's not on that list, though?
Who?
Tekashi 6ix9ine, boy. He did it. He's probably 51, but he did it. He didn't make the list.
I'm going to just say it. They're probably not black, if whoever made this list.
Stupid.
Yeah. That line alone.
Hey, number one, bro. Please put him at number one.
Let's talk about, I mean, I like Roddy Ricch, but you talk about all time great ball offs. I think he's up there, bro.
His first album was obviously crazy.
Yeah, huge banger.
Yeah.
Second one,
I listened to that front to back.
But didn't he recently have an album? Like the past maybe year or two?
Yeah, no one said nothing about it.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay. It's in my rotation. Like it'll hop on my gym playlist, or it'll come through my gym playlist, but I wouldn't say that's next level fall off.
He dropped one in 2022. That was the last album he dropped.
What's the name of it?
Feed the Streets 3. I guess that's a mixtape. So Live Life Fast as in 2021.
Hmm. So maybe that's the latest one. I mean, it was all right. Not everybody can have Drake-like runs, Greg.
That is true. You know, when your GOAT's the GOAT, it's hard to compare to these other guys.
I'm not saying Kanye's my GOAT, but Kanye was on the tear.
Yeah, he was
on the tear, like a bad album tear or a good album.
No. Like he was on a run. He was on a run before Drake got on his run.
Yeah,
I can agree with that.
His first four albums, legendary.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then if he didn't go crazy, who knows where he might be now? Because that man still his crazy ass Montana album, whatever it was, or Wyoming. Like, that shit still slap.
Yeah.
Go ahead and put Joyner Lucas on that list for me. I don't know.
Oh yeah. What's that dude's name? The dude that was always with Joyner Lucas, or they didn't like each other.
Hobson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw him on there.
There's just something about them guys, bro. They make music for not me. I don't know who they make music for, but it's not me.
Yeah, exactly.
You can say who it's for.
Who's it for?
Not me.
Typically, they're the guys that you see at concerts with basketball jerseys.
You think it's white people?
Well, listen. I'm saying if they're going to listen to something like rap, they're going to, let's say I listen to Hobson and call it that. Mm. It's just like Travis Scott. Like some shit Travis Scott makes. I'm like, all right, yeah, that's for the brothers. And then there's some other shit he makes. And I'm like, that's for the clan.
Hey, yo.
Damn, why they got Elvis Presley on this list of rappers, bro? He's number 92. That's crazy.
He's number what?
92.
Oh.
92. Well, while we're on music, song of the week.
Song of the week brought to you by Fat Bear voting in Alaska.
Hell yes.
Go vote on your favorite Fat Bear, man.
Yep.
They out here exploiting bears. I got two.
You go for two then.
Number one, Timeless, The Weeknd and Playboi Carti. And then Crack Era with Maxo Cream and Tyler the Creator.
Oh,
I need to listen to that. I forgot to check that out.
Yeah, it's a super short song, but them boys went in on that one. I like Maxo Cream, man. I like the way he raps. I like his flow.
You got it, Greg? You want me to go?
I ain't got it.
Okay. Vanity by Tommy Richmond. He just dropped the album last week. Album's okay, but he has a few bangers on there.
I've just been listening to shit on Shuffle. I don't know, man. I ain't really been going back since. I'm trying to learn the solo for Cowboys from Hell by Pantera. So we'll go with that because I played that the most.
Okay.
All right.
Can't be too busy at work because you're still playing the guitar, but all right. Go off, King.
Well, that's what I did all weekend. I didn't do no work this weekend. I said, I'm not doing shit.
Close the laptop.
I'm going to play my guitar. Sweating. I got my shit set up here, over here in my room now.
Man's just shredding in his room.
All right, G, you want to bring in the
crying.
Sports?
Yeah, sports. 2024 football guy talk. Steaks on the grill. All
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's favorite segment, and by everybody, I mean the six people that like hearing our sports takes. I'm going to start off with a different angle this week. I'm going to talk baseball.
Okay.
You can talk about your little football team if you want to, because they're finally not undefeated. Spoiler. But my Yankees won the division. Going to take on the Royals. Listen, the Yankees have been chasing number 28 for a while, man. I got a feeling this year. And if they win the World Series, I'm going to go brazy. My neighbor's probably going to report me to the police because I'm going to lose my mind. I ain't seen a championship for any one of my teams since 2005, man.
Sheesh.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm due. I have to be due somewhere. And that's why I'm excited about baseball. The Astros are out because they're ass. And can't win whenever you're not cheating. Sorry about you. Not really. Worried about the Dodgers out west. But we'll see them when we see them. But yeah, that's my little baseball segment.
We lost, Panthers. that was a good run. But we're putting up points now. So I'm happy about that. Andy Dalton, he looks decent. I mean, we've given up so many good pieces that we can't roll off a win against a team like the Bengals. So we did what we could, but all we have is J.C. Horn and Shaq Thomas on defense. Our best pass rusher was waived, like I said. Our best receiver is on IR. His hamstring is hanging off the bone. We got running backs. Our two receivers are super young, so they're still trying to figure it out. But regardless, I mean, they put a, what, 24 or something like that? So it's something, but I don't expect a lot. I just hope for roll out a few wins, nothing crazy.
Did anybody sign y'all's the tackle y'all waived?
Or the edge? I haven't seen anybody. I haven't seen anybody sign them yet.
Interesting.
Greg's about to make some calls.
Maybe got in trouble or something for all I know. I don't know, but yeah. And then Oregon, we play UCLA, so whatever. 34-13, so looking like Oregon. Work. Yeah. I forgot who we played this week. I think it's a good team.
Michigan maybe. State.
Oh, decent team. I think we'll probably – it'll be a tough first half. Like they, like Michigan State played Ohio State last week, but then I think Oregon just runs away with it. So no worries there. I don't watch baseball, so I don't have a baseball team, so go Yankees.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Basketball. The East is looking scary if all these people stay healthy, so we'll see if we can hit back-to-back, but I don't know.
Hey, did, looking so sketchy. On basketball, did Cat did that trade go through? Is he a Nick now?
Nah, it hasn't gone through yet. They're still working on some type of trade or whatever.
Who is Minnesota supposed to get?
Randall and somebody else.
Giovinci or whatever? The other dude from Villanova.
The redhead white boy?
Yeah.
They're breaking up the band?
Yeah, but it hasn't gone through yet, so I don't know what's going on with that, but that was the what the package was, but maybe they didn't like it enough. I don't know, but nothing's happened yet.
Someone failed a physical somewhere.
Something.
Greg, give us your thoughts on your teams. What's going on in your sports world?
The Steelers lost to the
Colts.
Colts. Joe Flacco haunting my team. My dude's Joe Flacco. I think he's like 63 now. He put up 200 yards, 3 touchdowns. just ungodly. Classic Mike Tomlin trap game where I don't know what his deal is, bro. He just comes in, doesn't think he needs to take this team seriously. And then, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's not Tomlin. Maybe it's just the players. Mm. But yeah, they always do this shit, bro. Shitty team comes to town, we lose.
Easy.
We're dealing with the injury bug as well. I think we're down 4 starting linemen, so that's not good. Najee Harris, it doesn't matter. We could have all Madden history best lineman of all time blocking for Najee Harris, and he'd still run straight into a defender for 1 yard gain. It doesn't matter, bro. My boy does not have any vision. He is Cyclops with no powers. He's just blind. We have a 34-year-old running back, Cordell Patterson, who's he's averaging like 8 yards per carry behind the same line Najee's running. He looks amazing. He also got hurt last week, so season's pretty much done for us. Justin Fields looks good. He's willing. He willed that team to almost come back. We were down 17-0 at some point, so he made it close. We lost by 3, I think. I like Justin Fields, bro. A lot of people hating on him said he wasn't the one, but I think he is. I think he's in a better situation.
Real quick, sorry to interrupt you. That trade did go through. My fault. So the got Randall, Dante, Keita, Bates, Diop, Detroit Keita protected. Bates, yeah,
Spurs legend.
Detroit protected first, 2025 via New York. Hornets got Daquan Jeffries, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown?
Daquan Washington. To be determined, second, 2025 via Minnesota. Golden State Warriors, second, 2026 via New York. And New York, second, 2031 and 7.2 mil. And they got Cat and James Niaje. He's from overseas. But anyway, back to you, Greg.
Yeah, so Steelers really broke my heart this week. Like I said, we're down 4 O-line starters. Nick Herbig, who's the third string, I guess. He's behind TJ and Alex Highsmith. He was playing really good. He got hurt. Like I said, Cordell Patterson got hurt. I think Joey Porter Jr. ended up getting hurt a little bit. Everyone's fucking getting hurt. So we'll see. We'll see what that looks like. Highsmith's going to be out again versus the Cowboys. Hopefully we get some people back. We have that rookie from Michigan, bro, Roman Wilson. Mm-hmm. And he's been healthy 2 weeks, and they're just not playing him, bro. We need help at the wide receiver spot. I don't know what the hell is going on, bro. Fucking poverty franchise, I tell you what. But Tech won. It's always exciting. They beat Cincinnati. We won the Tubber Bowl.
Is he still there?
No, that's where he left us for.
Oh.
I don't know, man. We got Arizona this week. I don't know what to think. They look okay.
That's a late-ass game.
I know, bro. What the fuck are they thinking?
10 o'clock our time? What the hell? Is it a UFC
fight? I don't know how that's going to go, bro. I haven't watched an Arizona game. I know they're ranked. Tech's playing pretty good. They're also having trouble. We have a lot of D-line injuries and O-line injuries. So it's like we have zero trenches, bro. So it's just I really think it's just going to come down to if the offense can put up points, so Arizona's going to put up points. You know what I mean?
Tell you right now, Fafita and McMillan, they might go for 400 yards.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, that's another thing. Our secondary, we were playing like our six-string corner against Cincinnati, so that's also not good.
Yeah, don't put him against McMillan. What'd you say, G?
I said the ACU quarterback week one went for 500 against Tech's defense.
Yeah, So.
Hey, it's gotten better since then, though, is what I'm saying. But I don't know how much better it's gotten.
Fifita and McMillan, bro, they ain't something.
It was getting better until, this injury bug situation, bro.
Well, the Jets, they jetted.
They did. They fucking did.
Broncos might be the worst team in the league. They held Bo Nix to 53 yards passing and lost. Okay?
That's crazy.
Yes.
Three field goals. They took the Steelers route and failed. I'm sick. I'm done with Robert Saleh. He's a great DC. The man is not head coach material. I've sat with it for a long time. He came in to New York the same time Sark got into his job at Texas. And so for me, it was like, all right, fresh start for everybody. He had 10 days to prepare for the worst team in the league, shit the bed. And he wants to blame weather. Motherfucker, you coach in New York, okay? Like, the weather's not going to be pristine. You have Aaron Rodgers, Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, Breece Hall, all this talent, and you scored 9 points. And then Hackett, I don't know if he's just there because that's Aaron's boy or whatever, who's there because of what, but listen, if I'm the GM, I'm telling my OC, if this is what you're going to produce, my man, it's a short-ass leash because I can hire some freak off the street that can put up 9 points.
Freak off the street.
Aaron Rodgers can get the offense down the field by himself. He doesn't need an OC to score 9 points. We were at the goal line, had three chances at it, didn't score not once. There's a running back we just drafted. He's 20 years old. He's about 6'1", 230. Big, strong motherfucker from Wisconsin. Didn't even get touch the field.
Damn.
I'm pissed. Sitting at 2-2. Should be 3-1. Schedule doesn't get any easier. We're in London this Sunday morning against the Vikings, and Sam Darnold is gonna tear our ass up. He's gonna have a revenge game.
Damn, Sam Darnold revenge game, baby.
The revival of Sam Darnold.
Yeah, and I hope he fucking shreds us because that's just gonna prove it. Like, this man, yes, he has Jay Jets, whatever. He's gonna dominate, and it's gonna be because this Robert Saleh can't coach. Stick a fork in him, he's done. Texas is on a bye week. Currently 5-0, 1-0 in the SEC. If you look at the top 10 Heisman candidates or top 10 Heisman likelihoods, Texas has two players on there, and they're both playing quarterback. One of them hasn't played in two games. So just putting that out there, a little fun fact for you. Yeah, man, things are looking good down in Austin, Texas. Got a big test next Saturday, Red River Rivalry. I say big because with OU, you got to throw records out the window, and you just got to go out there and battle. But if I'm basing it off of what I've seen the past 5 weeks, if Texas doesn't win by at least two tutties, I mean, I'm going to be happy if they win regardless. But if they don't win by two scores, I'm gonna, something went wrong in that game. But, yeah, football is footballing. Happy to watch football on Saturdays and stuff. But, yeah, if y'all out there and you got some sports takes or if you want to talk crap about my Jets, please do it. I'm a glutton for punishment. Otherwise, I wouldn't be a Jets fan.
So, hell yeah.
Bash my team, please. Unless, of course, you're Lewis. Lewis, if you're listening, don't say anything to me. You sit there and you think about what it is that you have to deal with.
All right. Oh, shit.
Anything else before we go, guys?
Steelers got the Cowboys this week. I think it's a dub, but I thought it was a dub against the Colts. I don't know anything anymore. they're pretty beat up, too. They don't got no Micah. They don't got no – who's the other guy? DeMarcus?
Yeah, Tank.
Lawrence.
Yeah, so, I mean – I don't know how it's going to go. Our O-line's getting a little...
Here we go.
The defense played like dog shit last week, bro. I'm telling you, they let Joe Flacco carve us up. We gave up on one drive a 3rd and 10, a 3rd and 10, and a 3rd and 17, bro. And I was like, Jesus Christ, bro.
Damn.
It was just embarrassing, bro. And like I said, I like Mike Tomlin, bro, but this has become a habit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's a habitual line stepper.
Yeah, yep. habitually underperforming against shitty teams. And that might have been the last straw for me because Joe Flacco, like I said, is 103 years old. And I don't know, man.
He could just be one of them quarterbacks that has that number, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
He played in that division for a long time. He could just have it figured out. It's like, I know, and the Colts have Jonathan Taylor. And the receiving core is pretty good. Their defense is respectable. So it's not like it was Joe Flacco and a bunch of bums.
That's what it felt like.
Well, I mean, you can't really say that whenever you're playing a team of like your JV Steelers are rolling out there.
Damn.
Hey, that's because of injuries, bro.
That's what I'm saying. No, and that's my point, though, is the team that Pittsburgh put out there wasn't up to their normal strength. So, yes, Joe Flacco may be 108, but he's playing, or the defense that he has is going up against some backups, so yeah, it's just an easier game to play.
True.
Is that 39? Put a bow on it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you know what to do. Please continue to like, follow, download, subscribe, all the good things for Brews and Banter. Follow the pod, Brews and Banter _ pod. Get us to 100 followers, and James is going to lick peanut butter off his own toes.
Excuse me?
Hell yeah.
Well, you're flexible. You'll be all right. James, what do you got for the people?
If you want to hear more college football, go to Over and Under. Check me and Charles out. We talking all kinds of college football. We did a whole bunch of SEC, ACC, and Big 12 dropping today. And then we did our big episode, came out on Monday. So check out another episode coming out on Friday. Anime Corner, if you want to listen to some anime stuff, we got some spooky stuff coming up in the next few weeks, so check that out if you want. That's all I got.
You got 5 days to register to vote, so if you haven't done it by now, I don't know what the fuck you've been doing, but make sure you go do that. And drink your water, do some stretches.
Thank you. Register.
Good night, folks. See you next time.